Dr. Millender, I tell you what, you are truly an inspiration. You have been for a very, very long time. But my guess is a lot of folks are being inspired now in ways that they had never been inspired because they know more about how you got where you are. So the grants, the teachings, Columbia University, the Columbia University. And what happened at that point?
Well, I had actually planned to get a doctorate in journalism. But I was talking to one of my professors one day, and he said, you don't want a doctorate in journalism. So I said, why not? He said, people with a doctorate in journalism do things like count how many times Jimmy Carter said "the" in his last speech.
That doesn't sound exciting.
Yeah. And I felt like I didn't want a doctorate in something that the top people in the field didn't respect.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back to French. And again, I had been away from home, away from my kids and my wife for a long time. So I didn't want to go to a school far away. So I got accepted at Clark Atlanta into their doctoral program. And it was the best thing in the world for me in that I had two major professors. One was Richard Long, who really worked at Emory, but he used to work at Atlanta University. And he still supervised doctoral dissertations. And Dr. Earl Clowney, who was like the top person in French anyway. And I had those two people as my major professors. And so when I got to my dissertation, doing it on Haiti, I had those two guys, Richard Long, and people in higher education know Richard Long. He was like the person who knew everything about Black history and culture.
Interesting.
And I had him as the supervisor of my dissertation. Mm. So again, I was in the right place at the right time.
Yes, sir. And so you got that doctorate and you continue to do the things that you do that have helped build the community. So many things. You mentioned a newspaper, which was just a tremendous source of insights for a lot of people. You've been engaging, though, in other things here as well. Could you share with us just a few of some of the things that you've been involved with over the years, community-wise?
Well, I think I've been involved in every race relations organization that has existed since the early 60s. I ran for city council twice. I headed the Voter Education Project at one time. I've tried to do everything that I could, that I felt would take advantage of whatever I had to offer and at the same time be of benefit to the community.
And that's the thing, that is the key there. Your focus, your determination to be a benefit to the community. And that's what's going to take us into this discussion that we've gathered to discuss. Everyone, Reverend Melvin Ivey has joined us as well. Melvin Ivey, how are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Doing well.
Appreciate you being in here. Now, I know that we're not going to have much time left, but if you could just briefly share with the Speaking With community some of the major things that happened in life that led you into ministry.
Nothing really significant. I've always felt that that was a call in my life. I always felt that I should have been a teacher or a preacher. But after entering into ministry, I discovered you got to be both. As far as looking at the lineage of my family, no one in my family was a preacher. Like most preachers, you know, the grandfather was a preacher, the father was a preacher, so the son's a preacher. Mm-hmm. I'm one of nine sons, and none of us, I'm the only one that preaches.
Okay.
So
first that you know of in your family line?
First one.
Okay.
So it is, first of all, my pastor, Dr. Rivers, who was also my supervisor on my job, and I always admired him. So that's what kind of pulled me in. And the next thing I know, 20-something years later, I'm still kicking.
He was quite a guy. I knew him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew his former pastor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Reverend Ivy and Dr. Millen are going to talk about something that they're teaming up with to really help us in the community. Again, it has to do with hope. It has to do with family. We're talking about building. Stay with us. We'll be right back.